speaking of painting things, I think you could do a little better, a little more creative than just simply painting it black. Well, what do I know? I'm not an artist, but I happen to have one in the studio with me. And if you are looking to elevate your home or business, your interior space with affordable, custom-made, abstract or semi-abstract art that is uniquely yours, well, I've got just the ticket for you. It's a bespoke modern art operation called Lucy Lucy, and the lady behind the brand, she happens to be a Lucy. Lucille Sinclair is in the studio with me this morning to lift the lid on this really exciting artistic operation. And Lucille, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Great to have you with us for an artistic Friday chat. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Morning. Nice to meet you. Nice to be here.
Great to have
and
you.
And hello to our listeners.
Our art-loving listeners who want to know, what is Lucy Lucy in a nutshell? I see it's got a lovely feature in the latest Life and Style magazine. But for those who don't have that in front of them right now, give us the little bio. Lucy Lucy, what is it?
So just to introduce myself, I am Lucille, like you said, and I'm based here in Ballito. I'm a modern artist, and I'm actually from Cape Town.
Hey!
Believe it or not, people normally move that way.
You've chosen the right move.
I've definitely chosen the right move. I've called Ballito home since 2019.
Wow.
And I don't tell anyone in Cape Town how fabulous it is here. They will all move here straight away. And mense kry koud daar in die Kaap, jong. Baie, baie koud.
We colder than this morning.
Oh, definitely.
We feel like
it's
this
very chilly.
This is not quite winter. The rest of the country knows what real winter is. But
yes, absolutely. So, in terms of my personal journey and the inspiration and the background behind what I do, just to give you a bit of a picture of where it all started. So in 2014, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at a very young age, I would say, young, at 35. And that typically, it really stops you in your tracks of, and you reflect on your life and you reflect on what's important to you.
Absolutely.
And at the time I was in a corporate job, so I quit my corporate job and I decided to dedicate myself to my family and to my family's needs. So that's a while back, that's 10 years ago already. And since then, my son's gone to high school.
Hey.
Shout out to Northwood, go Northwood. And I've been able to now spend more time on exploring new business ideas and to get myself going again, get myself out there again, now that the duties as a mom is a bit less taxing.
But from the corporate world to this artistic space, it's quite quite a shift in gears, hey?
Yes. It never really occurred to me to become an artist, and it all happened really organically. I only took up art as an adult, and other than some art lessons to understand the basics, and I have no formal training, so I've been teaching myself from videos and by experimenting, and making mistakes really is your best teacher. The human brain learns more through pain, learns faster through pain than through award or reward. Mistakes really are your friends. And I studied fashion, to be honest.
So there has been a creative thread.
Yes. I worked in fashion for 2 decades, mainly for Woolworths. And so I've always been passionate about understanding customers and create beautiful and functional, high-quality objects. And fashion really, it entails what the same as art. It's about line and color and texture.
Absolutely.
And just the overall appeal of things and the rhythm that you create within that piece. And that really is the foundation of art. I saw something the other day that they say if you like one of these things, you would typically like all of them, and they refer to art and fashion and architecture and even cars, even what cars look like, the lines, the colors, not the engines obviously,
but the design aspect.
So it was quite a natural and organic transition for me to move into the art world.
There's this kind of concept that's hard to pinned down, but you know it when you see it, and it's this idea of taste. And obviously you've got taste, and you're able to bring that into people's homes and businesses, and inject some of that creative flair to spaces that could really benefit from them.
Yeah.
So now you've got this business that is quite unique. What about your art business makes it stand apart?
So, you know, initially I didn't believe that it was possible to start a new career in a field that I have no training in. But then I read this quote about that from Henry Ford, and it's quite a famous quote. And he said, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, either way, you are right.
Yes.
And it's quite astonishing once you think about that. So, and then of course, you know, with readings and podcasts, I was also reminded that a comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing really ever grows there. So I really enjoy doing art, and I found it very meditating, and it was a natural step for me to turn that into a business. So to explain to you what I really do, so I want to clarify, I don't sell art. I sell art. I don't sell ready-made art.
Okay.
From a collection, and I don't have a gallery, and so I'm not a broker or of that sort. I don't source art for you. I really make the art myself.
So it's unique commissions, really.
Yes. So, you know, if you're like me, I dream up things that I really like, and then I try and find them somewhere, try and find them in stores, and, you know, you become very despondent.
When you can't find what you can see it in your mind's eye, and it's not, you can't find it on the shelf.
Yeah, and you end up buying things that you're not 100% inspired by, or that you don't really love 100%, and you feel frustrated, and personally, I don't really respect those things in my home that I don't feel like I really, really love them.
Yeah.
I end up, you know, tiring of them, and I end up getting rid of them eventually.
You want to settle for second best. You want something that is works for that space and is unique.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And art really is something that it doesn't just hang on a wall. It's a conversation piece. It's about beauty, and it's especially about emotion and the thoughts that you have when you look at it. It's a very deeply personal thing, a personal experience, and that's why it's so hard to find. So that's when I decided to start a bespoke art business or bespoke art service, where people approach me to produce specific art for them.
Wow.
The business is a deeply customer-focused business, and every piece that I craft is for a specific person based on their unique requirements. And my clients and I work together to solve their art challenges, whether it's finding the right size or finding the right color palette or emotional tone for a room. And then I create an abstract or semi-abstract art that would typically be very bold colors and large formats.
Wow.
And it ranges from seascapes to landscapes and figure studies and still lives, and then the pure abstracts. So
amazing.
If you look at the advert that I have in the Life and Style, the latest issue of the Life and Style magazine, on page 11, there's an example of one of the pure abstracts, where I just show that how you can transform a space.
It's amazing what a single piece, a well-placed piece, can do to a sort of a blank canvas of a space.
Yes. And, you know, it's important for me. I take time to understand my client's lifestyle and how they use their space, and how the visuals around them affect them and affect their mood and their mindset. So it's not, I don't just work with private clients in their homes. I also work with business spaces. So I have some local businesses that have some of my art. I did something, a really nice seascape for Emma at Lock Dental.
Oh, yes.
That's at the Well.
That soothing scape you'll be looking to while you're getting your teeth sorted out.
Yes, exactly. And it's a woman walking into the ocean. It's blue and green colors. It's really a beautiful piece. And then I also did something for Nikita at the Hair Artisan. I've got two pieces that she bought from me, that she commissioned. And the one is a still life, and the other one is a figure study. They're both semi-abstracts. And, yeah, it's specifically made for the space, for specific places in her salon. And, yeah, it's always wonderful to see her. She's so bubbly. And what's nice in the business space is that it's not just my client that gets to appreciate and enjoy the art piece, but all their patients and all their clients that walk through, you know, the hair salon and the dental practice.
Absolutely. So the art touches many, many lives.
And just in terms of the materials I use, I really use the absolute best materials. I make use of a company in Johannesburg that makes specific custom art canvases, bespoke canvases to the exact size, dimensions, depth, and it's actually a high density box, high density wood that they make a box of, and then they cover it with the canvas that I request, whether it's a polyester canvas or whether it's a cotton canvas. And typically here in the on the coastal areas, it's so humid and warm, so I finish it with a UV resistant and a moisture resistant sealer.
That's so important.
And because it's over that box, because it's wrapped over a solid box, it reduces the warping that would typically go with the more moisture, humid conditions that we have here.
It's a problem on the coast. You know, some wonderful pieces of art have unfortunately suffered tremendously because they're not supported by the right material. So,
and the sun is actually your worst enemy, and you typically would want to hang it in a space where the light, you know, brings it to life, and that's when the art actually gets damaged.
Do you see the irony there? But having that UV protection and that eye for care that you bring to the table really adds so much value.
And then, speaking of the humid conditions and the warmth, I actually am experimenting now with outdoor art that can be hung outside.
Oh, really?
If you look at how we live outside, and you know, if you have a covered patio, you've got beautiful furniture you put there. You would use, nice pillows and throws, but no one ever puts anything on a wall because you're scared that it will come apart and it will get damaged. So that's what I'm experimenting with. And as soon as I feel comfortable and I believe in it 100%, then I will
be taking commissions.
I will be taking commissions for that. So
exciting.
So watch the space.
That's really exciting, innovating in this space. For those that have just kind of caught the middle of the interview, we're talking about Lucy Bespoke Modern Art, and in conversation with the artist herself, Lucille Sinclair. And I believe you've got a special shout out that you'd like to make.
I do. There are incredible people that support you through difficult times when you just don't have that confidence again, and there will always be people who are jealous, and you've got to see them for who they are, but you've got to also put them where they belong. And you stick to those who support you. So my son has always been my absolute biggest cheerleader, Thomas. And he's believed in me from the start, and he would often ask me how my art is going and telling me that he's very proud of me with what I've achieved. And then I've got two dear friends, Anne-Marie from Scottsboro. She's actually my Irish friend that I met in Cape Town, and she's the only Anne-Marie van der Merwe that I know that can't speak Afrikaans. so as well as my friend here in Velita, Bon Cherry, they both basically said to me, you've just got to start. It might not be perfect, but just start, just go out there and just do it. You know, my grandmother used to ask me at the end of a meal, is your emmerkie full? So I want to give a shout out to the girls at Tashby, my Pilates girls. Whenever I go there, I feel so, it's a safe space, and it's where my body and my soul really gets nourished, and I really love them. Also, I would like to give a shout out to them. And then also, just to speak to the moms out there that, you always put your families first, and you give up your own career to pursue, to support for others to pursue their careers. But it's never too late to start something in your midlife and just to do something for your own, for yourself again. But it's all about those micro braveries, taking tiny little steps to put yourself out there again and just to find your confidence. And my motto is about being in, continuous learning. And I always say, if I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm in the wrong room, because I need to learn. You need to learn from other people, and you need to find mentors, and they sometimes present themselves in the strangest places. And it's all about just being open to new learning opportunity, and there will be one idea that will trigger, and then you can turn that into a business. So I actually read a quote recently that really shifted my mindset. It said, "How big would you dream if you knew that you wouldn't fail?"
Hey, there's something to ponder on a Friday.
Yes, and our limitations only exist in our mind, and sometimes they don't even exist. Yes,
another deep thought.
So, so just to talk to you a little bit about the process that I follow with my clients.
Yes.
It starts with a conversation, and ideally I visit my clients in their homes or their business spaces, and then we just walk through what their challenges are and what they envision for the space.
Okay.
And then I've got remote clients as well, so I'll work with them.
Consultations via Zoom or...
Yes. So typically the easiest is actually to do video on WhatsApp, because they would walk me through their space, and I can get an idea of what they like and the lighting in those spaces. I actually recently did a beautiful figure study for an investment banker in Cape Town, and he's got this stunning house right at the top of the mountain, and it overlooks the Atlantic Ocean, and he has a very simple, very beige and tones of beige and tones of grays in his home, and he was looking for something that's punchy, and we only worked online on WhatsApp with photographs that we sent to each other, and it was a completely seamless and smooth process. And
brilliant.
And his large figure study is hanging in his room. So it was easy to work remotely. I actually also have clients in Johannesburg. I've done a few pieces for them.
So your art travels.
And I've actually got clients overseas as well. So it doesn't matter where you're located, across different time zones and locations, we can still work together. And obviously paying in other currencies, it's even so much more, attainable than, working from there. So the clients, during my client's consultation, which is free, all my consultations are free. And then my clients would show me visuals that they've seen, whether it's Pinterest or on Instagram, or just a place that inspired them, or a photograph that they took that's something that they would like to turn into a special piece. And then we would discuss color palettes. Typically, we start with the existing colors that they have in their space that it must work with. Either people want something that's completely contrasting, or they want something that fits in, blends in with what they've got.
Yeah.
And we also talk about aspirational color palettes. So if if you have a very tonal house, like I mentioned, my client in the Cape, he wanted something that's really contrasting to what he's got, and he wanted something to be, to lift what he's got. So it's an aspirational color palette that he was after. And then I also have a look at the spaces adjacent to the space that the customer envisions for the piece to be in, just to make sure that it will fit in with the existing interiors, because we can't all go and just, kit out a whole new room, and we have to work with what we've got.
Of course.
And so what's really wonderfully practical about art is that, unlike wallpaper or built-in decor, it's something that you can move around as your space evolve. And obviously, as you move from home or business premises, then it comes with you. So it's something that you really invest in and you can keep for a long time.
And the fact that when you move into that new space, you might realize that actually the space needs a little something extra. And then you can get in touch with Lucille again and get something fresh commissioned.
and then once our consultation is concluded and I feel confident that I really understand what the client's looking for, and then I develop a concept that includes cost and a timeline estimation. And it's important that my clients know that it's a collaborative process, and that we will remain in contact throughout the entire process. So I focus really on planning thoroughly and spending a lot of time on the detail up front, and then execute quickly. So once we align, then I get to work. It depends on my raw material suppliers, lead times, and then also my production capacity that I have at the moment. But typically it would take between 4 and 6 weeks.
Okay,
that's so it's not custom, too long.
A custom yes. piece of art.
Yeah,
not
it's just
bad
the
at
canvas
all.
To make the get the canvas made and shipped here takes about 2 weeks.
And now for those listening, looking to strike up that conversation now, to get the ball rolling, to have a WhatsApp chat, or to, if they're on the North Coast, to get you in person to come and see their space. What is the smart way to get in touch?
Yeah, so the best way would be to contact me, just to go to my Instagram page at LucyLucyBespokeArt, and there you will find my contact details. My email address is LucyLucyBespokeArt@gmail.com, and my phone number that you can phone or WhatsApp me on is 083-567-8830. And then obviously you've got the advertisement there in the Life and Style magazine on page 11, where my contact details are also displayed.
You can see that before and after, with the space before and the space after, with
yes,
artwork commissioned, what a difference it makes.
And then I want to also mention to the listeners that if you WhatsApp me today, then I've got 3 vouchers worth 5,000 Rand each that I will give away, that you can use yourself or that you can gift to someone else. But you've got to contact me today.
Towards the commissioning of a custom piece of art.
Yeah, and then I've got a beautiful space that I'm going to move into soon in Zimbali Estate, that's nestled in a forest area, and it's very close to the ocean. So it's going to be lovely to work there, to create, and it's a really peaceful, tranquil environment. So, there won't be art to view. Like I said, I don't keep any stock.
But you might be able to watch your piece come to life, maybe.
Yes, definitely. And also, so just if you want to view, then on my Instagram, I've got my previous works. And then, like I said, locally at Lock Dental and at the Hair Artisan in Salt Rock, where you can go and can see those pieces. But I would like to just finish off by inviting local businesses to contact me, specifically interior design companies. If they want to source art for their clients, they're welcome to contact me, and we can work together with their color palettes and come up with something that's unique for their clients. Wonderful. And then even companies like property developers that put up their show houses for customers, and they want something that's specific for their, that will appeal to their target market, they can contact me. And even someone with a new build or an extension to their home, sometimes it's interesting that you can work it in the reverse. If you work backwards by just starting with the art piece first, and then buying the furniture that goes with it, or you even do a layout of a room where the focal point, you plan the layout of a room with a focal point at the starting point, and from there you build backwards.
The possibilities. So, yeah. The possibilities are endless. And with Lucy on your team, that's Lucille Sinclair, Lucy Bespoke Art, my special guest in conversation on this Friday morning. And one more time, pop an email to LucyLucyBespokeArt@gmail.com, or pop a little WhatsApp to 083-567-8830, and you'll see page 11 on the latest Life and Style magazine, a little visual example of the caliber of art we're talking about. Lucille, thanks so much for giving us the story on a Friday.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I've got to just give a shout out to my husband as well. He very sorely missed his boxing class this morning. I told him he's got to tune in and listen to Life and Style this morning. And
it was worth it.
I hope so.
Thanks, Lucille.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Have a lovely day.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.